Welcome to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping Orange County, with your host, Don Camber.
Hello, live from the OC Talk Radio studios at UCI's Beal Applied Innovation Center. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Don Camber with another great guest impacting our community in a positive way. Today, I welcome Star Motors European Service San Juan Capistrano President Chris Knuth, who is also the APAC Automotive Training Institute founder and CEO. The organization's mission is to provide high-quality automotive training empowerment to students in underserved communities through a combination of automotive technical training and personal growth and skills to meet the demands of life, realize their dreams, and advance their careers within the automotive industry. Thank you, Chris, for being on Impact OC.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Chris, please explain why you chose to use your Star Motors European Service business in San Juan Capistrano to create the APAC Automotive Training Institute.
Well, I wanted to be able to create an opportunity for people to become automotive technicians. And I thought, what better way to do that than to have them learn in the environment in which they'll be working? So it is a unique concept that we've created, and I believe that we're going to be able to train technicians quicker and put them into high-quality jobs.
Explain the demographics of the students.
So one of the things that I was thinking about is I wanted to find people that were highly motivated. I wanted people that would come into the industry and work hard. And, you know, I was thinking who, you know, which types of people would want to do that. And second chance employment, I know, is a challenge. And I know that when people have done the work that they needed to do to recreate their lives, that giving them an opportunity, I believe that they would work hard and they would do anything they had to do in order to see it through.
So what are the demographics?
So we're working with people that have been incarcerated, and they're either have been released from prison or they're on parole. We're also working with veterans, those that are transitioning from active duty, and also those that have had a real difficult time transitioning into a civilian career. We're also working with people in the recovery community, so people that have gone through treatment for, you know, substance abuse, alcoholism. And so those are the three main groups of people that we're working with, and, you know, I just felt inspired to help them.
Explain the training processes.
So the training process, I call it an immersion style of learning. So what better way to do that than in a repair shop? So how we've structured our program, it's 10 months from end to end. And so we believe that we can take someone with very little or no experience that has the right aptitude, that has the right attitude, that really, again, is highly motivated, that within this 10-month period, we can get them marketable skills where they can take out into the workforce, enter a repair shop, and be able to do a majority of the work. Of course, they're going to continue learning on the job with their new employer, but we want to set them up to be employable, and not only to just be employable, but to be great teammates as well.
So explain the aptitude they have to have.
Well, I've found, just as being an employer, that some people think that working on cars sounds really cool and it sounds fun. And it is, but not everyone has the aptitude to work with their hands. And so we have to screen them. We have to work through, you know, that process to make sure that we're investing time in the people that have the physical, the tactile ability, right, to do the work.
Can you explain exactly how they're learning? If there's book work, if they're hands-on?
Sure. Yeah, so our training program, it involves both. So our training center in San Juan Capistrano has a dedicated classroom where we teach theory. We teach electrical theory, suspension theory, brake theory, whatnot. And then we have the repair shop to apply what we've learned and to see how that theory is applied and and worked with in a real life situation. I think that one of the downsides really to a technical college, if you will, they're not seeing cars that come in on a daily basis. So our training program is going to be, they're going to learn all aspects of auto repair at once. You know, one job you'll do brakes, and the next job you'll do an oil change or a service, right? So they're going to be learning how to use the computer software. They're going to learn how to find the information to make sure that they're putting the correct oil in the car. We're teaching them safety procedures, you know, how to also do the work properly, how to do it safely, and how to do it efficiently. So working within a repair shop makes that all very, very possible.
And you're also teaching personal growth.
Correct. Yeah, that's kind of what I was talking about somewhat when I said making them great teammates, because we can learn a skill, but we also have to learn how to work together. We have to learn how to work as a team and how to understand, you know, company objectives and how management works and you know, how to make sure that we, again, not only know how to do the work, but also know how to be integrated as a teammate and an employee.
So when they're involved with the actual training, is it possible that they could realize it's not for them?
Of course. Sure.
And then would they just like leave the program, or would you encourage them to stay with it?
Well, if they're not suited for the work or it's not something that they love doing, I think it's important that, you know, they find something else. Because, you know, just in my own experience with working, it's so much more rewarding and so much more fulfilling if you love what you do. And I think in time, we will have training available for other aspects of auto repair, too. So we might end up training service advisors or parts professionals. You know, not everyone really has the ability to do the hands-on work, but they could be great with numbers, or they could like still being in the industry, but maybe we'll find a different place for them to work.
So how many hours a week do they devote to the training in order to, I guess, in a sense, graduate from it?
Sure. So we run two shifts. We have a morning shift of 4 hours and then an afternoon of 4 hours. So it's all dependent on the student situation, because this is a free program. And it's not employment, right? So they'll make a little bit of money for the work that they've done on the vehicles, but it's not going to be enough to sustain them. It really is leaning more towards on the education. It's an investment in their future. So we decided to do 4-hour shifts so they could come to the shop, they could spend time there, and then they could also be employed elsewhere while they're doing training.
And that happens?
Yes.
And they're employed as mechanics elsewhere?
Not usually. No, they're usually doing another type of work, knowing that they're going to end up being full-time mechanics when they graduate.
Much like a person may work as a waiter, as they're going to be an actor.
Right.
It's that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
What about staff? Do you bring in special staff for this program?
No, I have a dedicated trainer. Patrick, he is our lead instructor. And the other employees at our shop will be helping mentor them as they do their internship, as they're working on cars. So, you know, the people that work in our shop, they're just supporting, but the main staff would be Patrick and myself.
Now, when it comes to training, we know there's all kinds of cars and all kinds of issues that go with cars. Are you training them just the basics or for a certain kind of vehicle?
Our shop specializes in European brands, but we do see Asian and domestic vehicles in our shop as well. So they're essentially learning on all makes and models, and they are learning the basics. Again, you know, to be a top technician, it takes a number of years to develop that craft and that skill. So we are preparing them with a solid foundation so that they can build upon that as they go out into the field.
And after 10 months, you hope they will.
Yes. Yeah, we've seen that they have enough of a foundation to get going.
And when they're ready, what are they ready to do?
As far as like what type of?
Yeah.
They're able to do pretty much any of the jobs that come into a repair shop, with exception to maybe some of the electrical diagnosis, computer stuff, more in-depth mechanical stuff, transmission work. Those are all skills that'll come later in their career. But right now they can do all the maintenance, minor repairs. You know, again, the bulk of the work that comes into a shop.
What about electric vehicles?
electric vehicles are something that, you know, that training is just now emerging in the automotive aftermarket. I just sent two of our top technicians at Star Motors to Las Vegas. They took a full day class on Tesla. And so we are starting to get involved in EV repairs and service. And then there are, I know that there are also other independent training facilities that specialize in EV. And we will be happy to take our graduates that are really standouts in, you know, in their class and in their field, and we can move them into EV training specifically.
So I know you have a variety of partnerships. If you'd like to name some of them, you may.
Right now, most of the partnerships that we're working with, one of them is Shopware. My friend Carolyn, she started that company. So they make shop management software. She's working on the EV training center. So we're hoping to continue to work with her. We're starting to work with Mentor Mentee. That's another software company that has built out the platform for tracking the students' progress in their different tasks and as they move through the training program. And so those are a couple of the main ones within our industry right now. We're also partnering with local nonprofits and other organizations that help veterans, help the formerly incarcerated, people in recovery. And so right now we're building those relationships. We are doing, you know, radio shows like this in order to gain awareness and hoping that these partnerships develop.
Funding. How are you funding this program?
Right now we're funding it mostly within our own industry. So auto repair shop owners like myself, we're having a very, very hard time filling our bays with skilled labor. This has been an issue industry-wide. And so a lot of my colleagues are interested in this program because they believe that this is the fastest way to really get through this labor shortage and to get people in shops and so that they can have the workers and the workforce to be able to really grow their companies into the future and have that security. So a lot of the funding, like I said, is coming from colleagues, from individual donors. We are working right now applying for grants. And again, we don't know what we don't know. So we're just open-minded. We're being out, getting ourselves out in the community and hoping that the right doors open.
What are the requirements to be in your program?
We're looking for students that their situation is stable, you know, so they can put their time and attention into the training. Really, the only requirements is a willingness to put in the work and the desire to change their life and the desire to really give it their all. You know, that's what we're looking for the most.
How did you develop the curriculum for it?
So Star Motors has had an apprentice program since 2014. And so during the last 8 or 9 years, we've learned a lot about how to train technicians. So we've basically taken that apprentice program and distilled it down to its most pure form, really. And we've streamlined the training in a way that, again, it's nonlinear. So we're teaching all aspects of auto repair all at once. So I like to say that it's like learning a foreign language. You can go to school and you can memorize all the vocabulary and the grammar and all this, and you can do that for 4 years, and the chances are you will not be fluent in that language. Or you can go to a country where that language is spoken and you can live there. You can immerse yourself in the culture. You know, you hear the language all around you at all the time. And so I think that's the fastest way to learn. And again, that's why an existing repair shop is the best environment to do that. It's like moving to that foreign country, and it's like immersing yourself in that culture and in being around it. And that's why it's so successful.
And you believe other repair shops may do the same?
They will, yes. Yes, our training model works in any existing repair shop. So that's another aspect of the program that I think makes it really great, is we have the curriculum, we have the know-how, we are training the instructors, and all an organization has to do is have a dedicated mentor. And again, the shop has to meet certain requirements when it comes to tools and equipment and whatnot. And if we find that they have all of that, they're welcome to become a training center. And then in their own communities, they're going to build relationships with their local organizations to have students referred to them.
And after 10 months, if they pass, do they have to pass tests, I guess, in order to get a certificate? Is that how it works?
Sure. They'll pass tests, and then they're going to do the last bit of it will be an internship where they're really working on their own. And when we see they're up to speed, then we will help place them in jobs. And we're calling those our host shops. And so, again, the host shops will have to meet certain requirements to employ our graduates. So we want these companies to have ongoing education. We want them to have benefits. We want them to have, again, like a commitment to the future in the industry, because we want our students having careers instead of just having jobs.
Do you have any idea what a person could make after they're done with your program?
Yeah. So our students that have graduated and worked with us, their first year, they're making between $50,000 and $60,000 a year. And then typically after 5 years, they can be making $100,000 or more.
Wow. So how far do you believe this program will go in terms of growth?
Well, again, the way that it's set up, it can scale very quickly. So we don't have to buy equipment. We don't have to buy real estate. We don't have to lease properties. This is all working in existing repair shops. The last time I checked, I think there is around 300,000 independent repair shops in the U.S. So the growth really, I think, can go exponentially.
How can people reach out to you?
So the best way to reach out to us is through our website, apacati.org. There's a contact us form on the website that comes directly to me, and then we can go from there.
And how can people help you?
Well, on the same website, there's a donate button. So right now we need donations to keep the program going. It does cost quite a bit to pay our instructors and to give our students everything that they need to complete this training, because it is free to the student. And so, they're coming out of this program with the ability to make a six-figure income with zero debt. So in order to do that, we need partners to help us with funding. We also need to build our network of student referrals. So we need to be connected with, other organizations that provide services for the demographics and for the people that we work with. So, and again, if anyone that's listening has an idea, I don't know what I don't know, really. So I'm open-minded to talking to pretty much anyone, because I want to see that. I want to see it succeed. I want to see people have the opportunity that I know they deserve. And our industry needs workers. Skilled labor across the country needs to be it needs to be seriously considered as a great career path, which it has been for me and for many others that I know.
Can you briefly give us an example of a student that started and then they succeeded?
Sure. I've had many students that have graduated our apprentice program, have worked with us for a few years, and then moved on to other shops and other things. We have two graduates that are working in our shop right now, and they're both doing an amazing job. They're so much fun to work with, and really to watch them grow has just been really inspiring.
Thank you, Star Motors European Service San Juan Capistrano President Chris Knuth, who is also the APAC Automotive Training Institute founder and CEO, for being on Impact OC. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Dawn Camber. Have an impactful day.
You've been listening to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping our community. Right here on Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio.